Blog Talk Radio.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Chief Pete!
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm your host, Pastor David A. Shaw, Monumental Hope and Deliverance. Well, hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything in the name of Jesus. We truly, first and foremost, want to give all honor to God in the name of Jesus, who is the head of my life. We also would like to acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. And we also like to acknowledge our overseer, Bishop Joel David Trout, out of Atlanta, Georgia. We truly want to recognize those that are listening by way of Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Skype, and Blog Talk. We also want to recognize those that are listening in on a chat line in the name of Jesus. God bless you, and Jesus be with you. And those who eventually will go into the archives and listen, we want to say God bless you as well, in Jesus' name. Once again, I'm your host, Pastor David A. Shaw, pastor of Monument of Hope and Deliverance, where hope changes everything. We acknowledge to you in the name of Jesus that if you'd like to support our ministry, feel free to send your love token to 901 North 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. That's 901 North 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. We also mentioned, praise God, that we have what's called corporate prayer that comes forth in the name of Jesus every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We've changed our times from Monday through Friday to Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, where we offer a corporate prayer for all those who call in the name of Jesus. No matter what the situation is, we're there for you. In the name of Jesus. It's at 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time in the central part of the United States. It's 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific to 7:30 a.m., 8 o'clock a.m. Mountain to 8:30 a.m., and 10 o'clock a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The Word of God says in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, is that men ought to always pray and not faint. We thank God in the name of Jesus for when you call in at the number of 774-220-4000. Again, that number is 774-220-4000 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Well, praise God. We come forth to you today with a continued reading on the book of Destiny, written by Bishop T.D. Jakes. We've been reading quite frequently out of this book, and we're currently on chapter 12. And we're going to read on today out of the book of Destiny, where we're stepping into our purpose. The chapter is chapter 12, and the title is Failure is Not the End of Destiny. Step in your mess and see the value of your mistakes. Amen. Let us begin. Because we live in such results dominated society, it is tempting to see failure as an experience to be avoided at any cost. We all want to give the appearance of success, even if we are falling miserably. We rack up huge credit card debts to make it appear we are more successful than we actually are. A wife may rave publicly about a husband who barely speaks to her at home. An employee may fabricate certain aspects of his job responsibilities so others would think he is at the top dog at the work. Others pretend to know wealthy and influential persons so they can appear socially and politically well connected. Parents may embellish their children's accomplishments so they do not seem mediocre. The dread of failure leads to a safe success, philosophy to ensure that no mistakes will be made. No risks are taken. Destiny eludes those who live this way. That's ironic, considering our regrets and life don't come from failing. They come from not trying, failing to try. Destiny seekers must be willing to take some faith at risk. Some of those risks may never pay off, but others will succeed. And a few will succeed beyond your wildest imaginations. Destiny seekers process what has been labeled the indomitable human spirit. The contemporary phrase of the express this sentiment is, you can't keep a good man or woman down. Going where destiny calls means trying again after failure. Get up again and again and again. W. Mitchell was burned beyond recognition in a terrible motorcycle accident. 4 years later, he was paralyzed from the waist down in an airplane crash. The combination of the two tragedies would cause most people to give up on life, but not Mitchell. He ran for Congress under the slogan, "Not just another pretty face." He also became a millionaire, a respected public speaker, a happily married husband, and a successful business person. Failure doesn't have to be the end of where your dance gets you back out on the floor again. You still have something to accomplish. The Supremes, one of the greatest R&B groups of Motown era, for years were known as the no-hit Supremes, but they kept on singing. Billy Graham's first love refused to marry him because she didn't think he don't amount to any much. But he married Ruth Bell and not only became one of the biggest evangelists of his time, but established a ministry legacy that his children continue. Many great Bible characters experienced failures, but God continued them out for a purpose. The upside of failure is knowing, as bad as I messed up, God still wants me for something. My Creator is looking for me, reaching out to me, guiding me to reach my destiny. An executive caused a loss of $10 million at a company for which he worked. The CEO, when asked if he would fire the lower-level executive, responded, "No, I've got in him that ever get rid of him up. God has invested a great deal in you. Even your failures are an investment that will reap benefits and dividends. Through the mishaps of life, we become stranger, stronger, better, and wiser for the journey." Thomas Edison's 19th century inventor, with more than 1,000 patents to his credit, had a poor student in school. His schoolmaster once referred to him as able, which prompted Edison's furious mother to begin homeschooling her son. Edison was a young failure. He seemed to lack the aptitude for learning when more than likely the boy's interests were exceeded what was being taught in the classroom. Although Edison was a failure in school, as his mother homeschooled him, she stretched his mind beyond what he ever could even conceive in the classroom. His inventions of the phonograph and incandescent light bulb were just a few of the results of this childhood failure. Failing can cause you to question God. Its pain and disappointment may make you doubt your purpose. You may wonder if your destiny is to be in an environment where you are not appreciated. Making sense of failure is part of the march to destiny. Get off the merry-go-round, perfectionism, and realize failure is not a bad thing. Failure is a growing thing. If failure were bad, many successful people would have given up long before they reached success. Many who are now highly successful entrepreneurs failed at business rapidly, going through repeatedly situations of failing, or were even bankrupt several times before achieving financial success. Yet, we don't see the failure as beneficial. Just the thought of failure makes us make a run and hide, even need the actual fail to experience feelings of dread, anxiety, fear, or depression associated with failure. We hate the mere thought of failure. The one of the reasons we hate failure so much is that we associate it with failed dread or deed with the failed self. But it's a business that failed, not you. It's the marriage that failed, not you. It's the presentation that failed to get potential investors, not you. Failure is a part of the process of reaching destiny. It is not a personal attribute, a character flaw. Just as successful people are not perfect, no one is. People who are not successful at any endeavor are not failures. Your identity, your self-worth, your public persona are tied to your God-given destiny, not any one particular doing. Whether that doing succeeds or fails, no baseball player, not even Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, or Barry Bonds hits a home run every time he comes up the bat. Many times they strike out. Those few occasions when they hit a flyer out of the park add up to their stellar stats and make the trip up to bat worth it time and time again. We never will see the value of our failures in the abyss of our downward spiral. Only when the smoke has cleared are we able to assess what happened and say, I didn't know that could have happened to me. Redeeming value is in our failures. In fact, what looks like failure to us may actually be part of a bigger divine strategy to bring circumstances and actions and resources into place, as well as to strengthen us for the heavy weight of future success. Find reward in failure. My father died when I was a teenager, and so my mother had to teach me how to drive an automobile. She would tell me often, "Keep your eyes on the road, baby. The car will always go in the direction of your eyes. If you keep your eyes on the road to destiny, your life will follow." Keeping your eyes on the road when pursuing destiny becomes tedious and boring, as is often the case after a failure. Know that you are a work in progress. Look for the signs of advancement and celebrate your moments of growth. You cannot zap yourself to destiny. The trek to destiny is not a beam me up, Scotty. Star Trek experience. Celebrate accomplishments at strategic points that let you know you're on the right track. The road to destiny is a process. That process has highs and lows. You will have some failures, but most of the time you will be confronted by a fear of failure rather than actual failure. Learn to live with fear. Otherwise, you will accomplish nothing because you choose safety and security. You will have times to conflict, chaos, confusion, discomfort, challenges, debt, and fears as you pursue destiny. These feelings will not go away unless you learn to live with them. Move forward despite them. Trust God while you feel them. Waiting for your fears to subside, for conditions to be right, you will waste your life and never do what God has called you to do. Never pursue your destiny. Timing will never be perfect. Conditions will always be shaky. All the money you need may not be there. All the people you need may not be there. But keep going. At every turn in your destiny's path, walk with the assurance that God will bring you through trouble, through confusion, through disappointment. Either live with the threat of failure or live forever as a slave to fear. It's not what you go through that matters. It's what you feel about what calls you into destiny. You may not know if you're going to doing it right or not, but keep going forward anyway. Yes, you may fail this time, maybe even next time, or the time after that, but get up, try again, keep going, get over your fear or failure, because that is worse than actually failing. Success can be frightening because of the fear of failure. If you've never really accomplished anything, you can live in failure every day and no one notices or cares. But once you have the ticket to success in hand, the thought of losing it may terrify you. The thought of public humiliation can cripple you. It's a much bigger fall from the top of destiny ladder than from the bottom rung. But I reach great heights and risk a sharp descent than to have every experience of failness of love from up high. Stop thinking something is wrong when you have a problem. Stop thinking something is wrong because there's conflict. There's supposed to be a conflict. Problems are part of destiny's process. That life is supposed to be easy. A lie. That anybody can be and do anything easy is a lie. Keep moving no matter how fearful you feel as you face problems and conflict. What does an obstetrician say when her pregnant patient complains about morning sickness and her clothes getting too tight around the waist? That's just part of the process. Problems and conflicts just go along with the process of bringing destiny to fruition. Elements embedded on the roadmap to destiny, problems, pitfalls, failures, disappointments, fusion, betrayals, and frustrations are all signs you're on the right road. Get over your feelings. Don't act on them. Act on what you've learned in the previous chapter. Your God-given instinct, the draw of your divine destiny, and the order you've established in your life by setting priorities, sharpening your focus, and ignoring distractions. Getting to know yourself and using the guidance of your mentors. Check yourself carefully. Make sure you have a solid plan. Then act on your plans, not your fears. Destiny may be just on the other side of what you fear. I don't like heights, but I needed to inspect the roof of my building. The church was considered to purchase. It took me longer than anyone else in the congregation to get up there, but this driving force that keeps pushing me to climb higher as the belief that God had provided that building. Don't let fear block God's destiny for you. That concludes our reading of chapter 12 for the book of Destiny. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll conclude our reading for today. Thank you, and God bless you.
Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. All right. Tell somebody I'm going to be free one day.
Some glad morning.
Some glad morning.
Let's move on. We got to get out of here.
Some glad morning.
Some glad morning.
With this life.
With this life is over.
Some glad morning.
Some glad morning.
Some glad morning.
Some glad morning.
With this life.
Ain't that gonna be something? We ain't gonna have to go to work no more. No more bills, no more phone bills, no more rent. Let me tell you something. The Lord has not come into this room for nothing. He came here to do a work in your life. He came here to pick you up and to turn you all the way around. Came to place your feet on a solid ground. I don't know about you, but how many of y'all feel the presence of the Lord now? Listen, I want to say this to many of you. Many of you came here to the convention this week. You left a lot of problems home. You left a lot of situations home. And many of you dread the fact that you got to get back on the plane and go home. But the Lord sent us by here tonight to let you know that before you make it home, He's going to work out everything in your life. How many of you believe it tonight? You know why He's going to work it out? Because the Lord is in this place tonight. And when the Lord come, He just don't come to make us jump and shout. But He come to lift us and He come to bring us from a mighty long way. Everything that we're mixed up in and everything that we're locked
in. Amen, amen, amen. God is going to take us and we will fly away in the name of Jesus. I am Pastor David Shaw, Mighty Men of Hope and Deliverance. For hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. We want to thank you for joining us on today as we continue forth in our reading. Coming out of the book of destiny, in the name of Jesus. We want to say hello to all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Instagram, Facebook, in the name of Jesus, Twitter. We also want to acknowledge those that are listening in on the archive eventually. Remember that the Spirit of God is still walking present in our program on today. We want to give God our praises, honor, and glory in the name of Jesus for being the head of our life. I also want to acknowledge in the name of Jesus my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. And I also like to acknowledge our overseer, Bishop Joel David Trout out of Atlanta, Georgia. This is truly an awesome time in the name of Jesus to acknowledge Bishop T.D. Jakes in a spectacular reading out of the book of Destiny. Step into your purpose in this reading that we have on today because it's truly inspirational and encouraging in the name of Jesus. If you'd like to support our ministry, feel free. The address is 901 North 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois. That's 901 North 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for joining us on today. And let us continue reading out of the book of Destiny, chapter 13. Destiny demands a curious mind, greater knowledge. You don't have to know everything to achieve your destiny. A successful heart surgeon doesn't necessarily know how to curb Thanksgiving turkey. His cutting knowledge is being used where he can give the greatest benefit to humanity. When you know that you need to know, you can benefit others rather than ashamed of the limits of your knowledge. The pursuit of knowledge is an adventure than an admission of ignorance or limitation. The willingness to move into a vista of greater knowledge is an important quality that will allow destiny to open your doors to you. But the pursuit of knowledge simply for the sake of knowing is not a good destiny strategy. You can know a lot about a lot of different topics, but if you're not using knowledge to fulfill the destiny that gives your life purpose, what good is it? Who wants to be the person sitting at home watching Jeopardy and answering every question right? Use your knowledge for the purpose of serves humanity. It's one thing to have a knowing mind, but it's quite another to know an inquiring mind. Journey to destiny necessitate a curious mind. You need courage to admit what you do not know, to seek knowledge, strive for an inquiring mind that is perpetually turned toward the fair reaching arms of knowledge. If you limit yourself to what you already know, you'll only do what you've always done, and you'll keep on getting what you always had. Some do what they've always had. Some want what they've always had, and they feel more secure, more in control of the tiny confines of life rooted in ignorance. They're content with the haze of ignorance. They choke at whatever and whoever is under their influence so they can manage it easier and feel in control. They refuse knowledge and growth, fearing they may not be able to manage or be in control. Examples are small business owners who's threatened by the expensive ideas of a young recruit from a larger company. The stage mother whose manager and managed of her son's singing career limits its exposure to what she can understand and control, stifling his opportunities. And a pastor whose congregation is growing beyond his management skills, so he stifles the church growth. The refusals to learn is the past that some people use to get through life without confronting reality. They cloak themselves in ignorance so they won't have to take action. Knowledge necessitates action. The responsibility of knowledge to take action is why the mother would pretend not to notice her children or being molested by their stepfather. She acts like she doesn't know because if she acknowledges what is happening, she knows she will have to report him to the police. Children Protect Service will invade their lives have, and he may lose his job and go to jail, and they would have to go to public assistance and live in public housing. She chooses ignorance because she couldn't handle the responsibility of the burden of knowing. Knowledge brings with a tremendous responsibility and awareness of a better way. Oprah often quotes Maya Angelou, "When you know better, you do better." Many thoughtless deeds are committed out of ignorance. But when you know better, then to think one race is superior to another, you can no longer justify being a racist. When you know better than to threaten and imitate others, you are obligated to treat others with courtesy and respect. When you know better than to spend all your money on payday and figure out how to pay the bills later, you are your duty beyond to establish a budget and follow it. When you know what can motivate your child better, to encourage them to criticism, you compliment what he is doing well and kindly suggest ways he can improve areas that need it. This now better, do better correlation is what makes knowledge such as powerful responsibility. The decision to pursue knowledge always opens a larger space than we ever intended. Plan knowledge about investments. You also will learn about people who use their investments wisely or illegally. If you gain knowledge about teaching, you also gain knowledge about children who are sheltered and whose someone get themselves to school because they live in a drug-addicted parent. Pursuing knowledge can consume and cause you to learn far more than you ever intended. For some, it's just easier to be ignorant. But ignorance will not lead you to destiny. When you counsel families that are living beneath their destiny purpose, I find the family members are angry and are related to one another in a dysfunctional way because their memories are inaccurate or a complete picture of what actually occurred. All the family members experience the same event, but they perceive the information differently. Most of us have a various vision of truth that is based on our perspective or the source that informs us. In a court trial, two or three eyewitnesses can report the same event differently. Sometimes you can't even trust your own eyes. When we told the incorrect perceptions, we will judge wrongly. Prisons are full of the wrongly incarcerated because someone thought they saw something or saw one, only to have DNA evidence later prove that false perception of what actually happened. Such judgments also often stunt our personal growth and disengage us from destiny. Close mind will always mature, manufacture life paralysis. It is difficult to accept challenges in changing your views, but if you are otherwise, you will not be able to grow. Consider that your perspective might be limited to even distorted. Examine your personal narrative. Be willing to challenge your thoughts and positions. Re-examine previously held truths. You can't begin to grow or learn until you are willing to release your hold on old ideas, even your own. Pursuit of destiny is behavior that has been preceded by an internal change. People can't change their behavior if they will not forsake the story that they tell themselves. It's somebody's forgive him for what he did to me. This refusal to give up the story of blame shall or otherwise unforgiveness is often the culprit that paralyzes progress. Open-minded people often re-examine situations and consider other responsibilities or viewpoints of what may have attracted or affected what happened. Curious about new ways and perspectives, examining your own thinking isn't easy. But if you accept the challenge of destiny, you must put your history on trial. Stretch yourself. Let go and learn. I don't know are three of the most powerful words you can utter. I don't know. That simple confession unlocks doors to information and exposure. These three powerful words are also spoken most often by those who have a strong sense of self-worth. Curious minds utter, I don't know. They want to search and stretch to extend themselves beyond what they currently know. They seek information beyond their limited sphere. Their confession and ignorance on the particular topic opens the way to teachers to enter and offer entanglement, enlightenment, wisdom, insight, and information. The acquisition of knowledge requires that we stretch ourselves to receive new information. Ever stretch any part of your body, you know, it can be uncomfortable. It's a humbling experience for newcomers to the gym to bend over only to discover they can't stretch down and touch their toes. But with consistent stretching, those tight muscles release and forward bend with fingers on the floor because second nature. It takes courage to admit you don't know something. Encourage again to go through after the knowledge are secure in themselves. Willing to admit they don't know something. There's a saying that they can't learn to swim and hang on the edge of the pool at the same time. The way you learn to swim is by getting in the water. To expand your knowledge and exposure to life, let go of the easy and familiar. just like the swimming pool sideline, poverty mindset to attain wealth, a single's mindset in order to be married, a worker's mindset to become a successful manager. Some maintain ignorance because knowledge will know living the comfort of the will of the familiar. A family who had lived in public housing for more than 20 years married a man who took too seriously his role as a husband and provider. After they had been married for a few months, he forced her to discuss the topic she had managed to avoid, moving of public housing and buying a home of their own. She became so angry at the suggestion that she threatened to divorce him. He wants to move us out of here and into a house, she told a friend. What would be so bad about that? The friend asked. The newly married replied, I know I can make it in here, but he wants to get us out of here somewhere I don't know. What might happen? The woman wasn't interested in gaining knowledge about how to survive without a crutch of public assistance, nor was she interested in gaining the knowledge of life of what a wife must have trust in her husband as a loving provider. If you've been promoted, you can no longer always hang out with other workers at break time. They may accuse you of being uppity, but you've got to staff to manage, change your life, and hold on to the familiar. That's ignorance. Destiny reveals yourself to risk takers, those adventurous souls who are willing to stick more than a toe in the water. If you don't know how to swim, it's foolish to jump in the deep water. But once you decide to learn how to swim, it's time to let go of the edge of the pool. The edge where it is safe, familiar. Getting in the deep water is scary, because no matter how careful you are or how skillful your instructor, there's a possibility that you could drown. Getting in the deep water is scary because it's cold, but getting in is the only way you will learn how to swim. You can't learn hanging onto the edge. Getting to the level of your knowledge and ability that works exactly the same way, except nobody ever drowned in deep knowledge. Stretching your level of knowledge requires vulnerability. Being willing to experience the discomfort of ignorance and sometimes even the shame. Position yourself in places where you can learn to grow. Except feeling like the complete idiot because everyone but you seems to know exactly what to do. But on your adventure cape and get in touch with the curious child inside of you who's willing to ask a thousand questions, risk looking silly and laugh at himself when a learning opportunity doesn't quite work out as planned. Forget dumb stuff. Increasingly concerned over the societal trend that can be best described as the dumbing down of ideas. the acquisition of knowledge seems to have been like little value or meaning. The time, energy, and money spent on parole celebration as opposed to the graduation parties is evidence of this. The reality of television has led to the dumbing down of entertainment. We expect less from television, and the people who appear on it and the craft of skill to act in the long hours training and sacrifice by actors are devalued in the face of new reality stars. We dump down information to 140 character tweet on Twitter or a brief Facebook post or second long YouTube video. The knowledge you need for destiny won't come in a tweet or a social media post. You won't see it on Instagram. Destiny knowledge comes to those who are primarily positioned to learn. The classroom, your mentor, your current job, volunteer work, the skills, tools, and wisdom you will need to move ahead in life come through time and persistence. The expression, "I know just enough to be dangerous," indicates superficially that knowledge, such knowledge, gives you a false sense of comfort after your ability to address the situation. Our society today seems to be specialized in knowing just enough to be dangerous. We rely on snippets of information rather than the true pursuit of knowledge. We live in a fast culture and we like to get everything fast. Preparatory schools, and online colleges often advertise to appeal to a person's desire to get an education fast. All knowledge doesn't come fast. Gaining real knowledge is like a recipe to your grandmother's stew. You slowly add ingredients and give them a chance to simmer and blend together to enhance your collective flavor. Settling for dumbing down information is like feeding yourself from vending machines when you could be fat to be feasting on grandmother's stew. True knowledge requires an in-depth absorption of information gained over time. With knowledge, it's hard for anyone to shake you. You can stand on your decisions and have less fear about moving forward toward the future. Seek knowledge for the sake of enlightenment and destiny. It takes courage to be acknowledgeable in a world that dumbs down information. You run the risk of being told you've gotten where you come from because you live there and it is your base of knowledge for all that you learn. If you grew up in the abused home, you know that it was your pleasant, was not pleasant. As you gain knowledge about how people relate in healthy households, what you learn is reinforced by your experience growing up. Knowledge beyond your present parameters is the entree to your future. Start reading journals and blogs and books that you've never read before. Go places you've never gone, so that when God opens the door, you're not trying to get ready. Be ready. Maybe you don't know or like hockey, but it won't hurt to expose yourself to the game. Maybe you don't like ballet or hip-hop music, but exposure to it will help you broaden your base of knowledge. Feed your mind's craving. We will return after we take a short break and conclude with the Book of Destiny. We want to thank you for joining us. I'm Pastor David Shaw. We'll be right back. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. I am Pastor David Shaw. I am an open deliverance where hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. We're concluding forth with the continued reading of the out of the Book of Destiny, and we're in chapter 13, finishing up with the chapter as he speaks. Feed your mind's cravings. Creation. So absorb information and knowledge like pregnant women act, eat. You know how pregnant women gets cravings for strange stuff that doesn't make sense to anyone else, right? When you are pregnant with destiny, you start craving things that your best friend doesn't understand. But because your bestie doesn't understand, it doesn't mean that you're not moving in the direction God would have for you to go. Your craving for knowledge may even cause you to lose some friends. When you concentrate on the destiny knowledge and become interested in a new subject and you are not content to sit, become interested in a new subject and are not content to sit around talking about somebody else's clothes or relationship, some people are going to pull away from you. Relax. Your real friends will give you room to improve yourself because you're trying to improve themselves too. True friends are happy for you when you are getting more education, stop volunteering in your organization, and can expose you to the people that you can help in your career. Or start dating men who takes you to restaurants and you've never been to before. Increased knowledge can grow you to the point where you are tired of people in a box. You look at your best friend since kindergarten and wonder what happened to you, him. Nothing happened to him. Something happened to you. He is still Pookie, who works long enough to earn a pack of cigarettes and a half tank of gas and some hamburger money. Pookie comes and you slave because you're dedicated to your job at moving company. Man, all you talk about is that break your back job. Pookie doesn't understand that you're gaining knowledge, learning all you can about the movie business because you realize you don't want to be your young forever. And by the time you get old enough to move furniture, you want to own your own moving company. What happened? Pookie is where he's always been. You have been growing. The more you learn and are exposed to new things, the harder it is to stay in the same circle. As you expand in knowledge, you will look back and wonder how you were ever satisfied with a football game, cigarettes, a six-pack of beer with to wash down your hot dog. Knowledge pulls you away from that into a larger arena. Sure, you're still enjoying the football party with the boys, but it's no longer what you live for. You know there's more. Except the fact that your craving for knowledge will be threatening to some. They won't understand why you spend time and money to go back to school why you take a lesser paying apprenticeship position, or why you're reading everything you can about spirituality and faith. The people we are threatened may take comfort in their ignorance, but they're like a person diagnosed with type 2 diabetes who receives a great deal of information about living with diabetes, information about nutrition, exercise, stress, and how all of these factors can have an impact on blood pressure, sugar levels, who says, "Oh, I don't care what these doctors say. I'm going to eat whatever I want. I'm going to die of something anyway." And many do die from diabetes-related complications because they refuse to acknowledge that what would enable them to live successfully with these chronic conditions. They choose ignorance over life-enhancing knowledge. Destiny seekers choose knowledge. Your craving for knowledge is getting you to ready for God's destiny for you. Your manner of preparation comes through knowledge. Inquiring minds want to know more. Are you willing to explore your mind? Are you courageous enough to venture out? And learn what other people do not know? Are you willing to dust off the unused crevices in your brain and gain knowledge? Destiny coursework can be a bit challenging. There's no syllabus, and the teachers may look unqualified. Gain knowledge from unlikely sources. Someone you is insignificant may teach you destiny greatest lesson. Learn something from the great ants. You think couldn't possibly know anything because she is too old to and unenlightened. Let the four-year-old who lives next door share a simple truth that enlightens you. The homeless man who perched himself on the bench outside your office every day can drop science on you if you learn the ways of destiny. Knowledge comes from all types of people and sources. Open your mind to opportunities and gain knowledge, and take the time to engage in those who don't like to look like you, or think like you, or act like you. You can prove to be your life's greatest teacher. Let your quotes for knowledge take you places you've never been. So when God opens the door to destiny that you've always wanted to enter, you've been prepared. As I said earlier, distinguishing God's responsibility for your own is hard because the divine-human partnership is tough enough to figure out. We all work at finding the balance of doing all we can and wanting for God to work out the rest. Seeking knowledge is what we do well while we wait for God. Wait time is precious time. When we're preparing ourselves for knowledge, while we wait, we're not bored or impatient or hopeless. We're learning. While we're waiting on the career change, get all the knowledge you can about the profession. While you're waiting on the spouse, get all the knowledge you can about being better you. While you're waiting on the financial breakthrough, get all the knowledge you can about managing money and its assets so you'll be ready. Whatever you're waiting for destiny to deliver, knowledge will take and keep you there. While you're waiting on those doors to open, be curious and use your time to get the knowledge you need to handle the new era arena destiny is beckoning you to enter. Your mind must remain open to exposure, which comes in many forms beyond your environment, your friends, and especially your comfort zone. Condition your mind to be curious about what life has to offer. Be curious about other cultures, their families, dynamics, their languages, cuisine, and their faith. Follow your curious mind and wonder into new place destiny opens to you. Exposure opens your mind to ideas that never could have blossomed in your head. Destiny's pursuit is going to put you in familiar spaces. And when each new wedding, your appetite for your next step toward destiny, exposing you to what you will need to enjoy in your future. Amen. That concludes our reading chapters. We want to thank you for joining us today. Chapters 12 and chapters 13 in the Book of Destiny. We want to encourage you to God completely to bless you and to keep you. And as we continue to move forward until we meet again, I want you to know that this is it by Kirk Franklin. Be blessed.
Check it out, y'all. I'm tired and I want to give up. Why is the world getting so crazy? Come too far to die now. If you'll survive or get up, let's get it.